T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding, what we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass!
We are Dukes and Bell. Happy Halloween, everybody. We start every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man!
It has been a fun Friday. If you missed our conversation with Ben Volen, he writes for the Boston Globe, covers the Patriots. Really good stuff from him in regards to how the Patriots are operating right now. And after the interview, Mike and I both looked at each other. We went to break, came out of break, and I said, do you feel better or worse after hearing how the Patriots are rolling right now? Because here's the difference between what happened last week and those sorry Dolphins doing what Dolphins do last night and then what we saw the weekend before. This is a good team, and they're on a 5-game win streak. The Dolphins were a 1-6 team coming in here with so many flaws, and we allowed them to slap us in the face. Then last night, they came back to earth, they get embarrassed at home, and their general manager gets fired. So a lot of Falcon fans are going, they're terrible. We knew this last week, and yet we didn't show up. And now we've got to go up to New England, Mike, where there's some real momentum and a quarterback that's playing really well.
And not to be a conspiracy theorist, because I don't believe in – well, some I do believe in. But one of our listeners brought this up earlier. Not that there was an impetus from the coach or the front office to say, hey, if we got some guys that are a little banged up and maybe need another week – maybe we rest them against Miami. A couple of guys asked that on the text line.
Fair.
I mean, hard to imagine we're that incompetent to think we could go in with three-quarter strength and beat anybody, let alone a team. Again, maybe they got a little hubris. They thought they could beat a 1-6 team at home. Most Falcon fans did. I know walking into Mercedes-Benz, I thought we could. And they turn around and get completely smoked. The general manager gets fired. A lot of folks felt that should have maybe happened 5 years ago. The coach is still there. Ross is going to stick with Mike McDaniel until the end of the season. Regardless, it further exacerbates Falcon fans' aggravation to see what the Ravens did last night to the Dolphins at home.
It really does. One thing we know we've got to do, and we will give you our full predictions coming up and what we think as to what it takes to win a game up there on Sunday, we got to stop the run. And today we got an injury update, Mike, where, and look, this doesn't mean anything to me because every time we go, oh, well, they're without this guy, another guy shows up that you didn't expect, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you end up losing the game anyway. And you're like, well, what happened with that? So I'm not going to put any stock, okay, for me right now going into this game that they're without Ramondre Stevenson and he's been designated as he's going to be out of this game. Trayvon Henderson steps in. I don't need him to break us off for $120. So we asked Caden Ellis about this, and he said a lot of stuff to us this week. And I just want you to hear what he thought about how important it was to stop the run.
Yeah, you know Mike Vrabel. Since he's been in Tennessee here, like, let's run downhill, baby. Come on. Like, that's what they are. That's what they've done. That's how we got Tennessee to some AFC championships. And it's one of the major factors that he's got this team rolling right now. You know, I watch every one of their games that I can with my little brother on the team. I've watched him a lot, and, you know, Drake May's playing great, and he's a great player. But, man, they got that run game going, and it opens up a lot. So, you know, we've put on film. You know, last week, it really wasn't the 49er runs that hurt us. It wasn't the first down, downhill, second and short, downhill runs that got us in the 49ers game. We did a pretty good job putting that down. Really, it was like second and long or third and long. All of a sudden, they run it at us, and we don't knock it down for the 4 or 5 that you're supposed to, right? They got 7, 8, 9 on
it. Now it's third short.
And so that's where a lot of the yards came last week. So that's something that we have to address. We have to look at, all right, if teams are willing on second and long or third and long to just run the ball and say, hey, we think we can get them here. You know, obviously not very many teams do that in the NFL, because statistically you want to throw the ball and get your, you know, these quarterbacks make all this money and the receivers that make all this money. Let's go get them open and complete this first down. So that's something we got to look at. We got to continue to be good on normal rundowns like we were last week. But then we have to make sure that we're dialed and ready to go. All right, they might throw it here. On second and long, they might run it. We got to be able to cover both.
We talked about it off the air and on the air about how you and Divine Diablo are a hell of a combination and what he brings, especially in the passing game. And I know that JD, it had a tough day in the office, but is there any way you can help him? Because I know sometimes it seems like the yards after the catch just killed us on Sunday.
You know, JD, since he's gotten here, I've been very impressed with just how smart he is. He wasn't a rookie last year, like coming in with him. He wasn't. He's one of the smartest players I've played with, not only in how he studies, but also instinctually. And I know he's going to bounce back. He's going to be good. You know, I didn't have the game I wanted against the 49ers, and he played pretty dang well that game. You know, I had a pretty good game last week, and, you know, he didn't have the game he wanted. All right, let's zero this thing in. Let's both ball out together, and we'll get this thing covered.
What are you – do you and Jesse – I'm just talking about the vets, as Mike was saying. I mean, David Onyemata, there's a bunch of – AJ. Mm-hmm. Do y'all get together and have conversations and then take it to the rest of the defense, or is this just an individual thing where if you feel like saying what's on your mind, it's like, yo, and then you just pop off? Like, yep. How does that work for you guys?
You know, we'll keep some things in-house, but at the end of the day, you know, there were a couple things. You know, some guys got up and said some really awesome things in our, you know, our defensive meeting after the game, which, you know, guys really appreciated. I think people have responded well to, and like you said, it was veterans that everybody respects. Said things in a, you know, a great manner that, you know, needed to be said. And some of the vets have come in, and again, things in house, but there's some extra things that we got to work on, you know, a little more work that we got to put in. You know, sorry to the kids and fam, we'll be a little later home this week, and works, and that's got to be the new process, and we'll keep going from there. So
right, I think I know the answer, but I'll ask you anyway. You tune out the outside noise, but you feel the pressure, because we talked to Coach, expectations aside. I mean, you're feeling the pressure now, because we said to Coach, it feels like there's crossroads for the season.
Yeah.
You can go one way or the other.
Which way is it going to go? Come on.
Right.
Like, and again, you know, I don't have social media. I don't have
good idea.
Stuff. But
purposely, by the way?
Purposely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever?
Yeah, when I was in, I think I got rid of it my second year in the NFL.
Just too much?
Too much. You know,
too much negativity.
There's some poison on that thing, you know, not only in football, but just in life, and it's not what I need.
Fair.
So.
Okay, go ahead.
But yeah, man, we put a lot on ourselves, too. Like, I mean, even without – like, I'm sure I could read every comment, everything that's out there, and everybody's opinion. If every fan could voice what they felt, like, I'd feel it, and I got you.
Right.
But also, like, if we just went in one by one throughout the team and the coaches and the nutrition staff and the training room and the strength staff and everybody that's here, I'm pretty sure if all of us voiced it, it'd probably be even stronger. You know, we've got the want. We've got the hunger. We've got the desire. Now you got to go win, and it's as simple as that. So at this fork in the road, let's go win.
Offensive line, coaches mentioned, this is coming from Ross, saying, hey, we didn't play well up front. You've been seeing these guys since camp. Actually, OTAs, I guess, you know, going back to when you guys early in the summer. Tell us about this O-line, man. And look, there have been games I think we broke the Bills off, right? We broke Commanders off for a bunch of yards. You've seen these guys operate. But then when we have bad games, or at least the last few weeks, it's been, hey, up front, we're not getting it done. What would you say about our offensive line?
Man, they're led by some awesome veterans, and we've got some guys that have stepped up big time. Really happy with Tyler, what he's done coming in. And obviously that's not what you want, to have your one-in backup tackle go down, right? Mm-hmm. And he's come in, and he's played phenomenal. Like, and I know – I mean, he's got stuff. Everybody does. But, like, I just sit there, and I watch the pass pro, and I'm like, dude – you're balling. Like, I'm so happy we got him. News has obviously come in and after losing Drew, and right. News has just been, you know, he's doing his thing, going against all the OTAs, all camp, balling. And you know what? Like you said, they've had some great games, and I love watching those games when they're great because, man, do they free up Bijan and Tyler, and they open up the passing game.
I think it was Minnesota. I want to say you and Devine. Yep. Y'all were mic'd
getting
up.
After it.
Yep. And you come to the sidelines, and I want to say either he said it to you, and you were like, man, O-line's killing it.
Killing it. They are killing it. Like, look what they're doing.
You know?
And, right. You know, just go be you every day, right? And that's not to say, like, you're going to go up against some great D-lines. You're going to go up against some great schemers. You're going to go up against some great linebackers, some great guys. Like, it happens in the NFL. It does.
Right.
But let's have like 95% of the time, you guys be exactly who we know you are and just go dominate, right? And that I mean, that's the trenches. Everybody knows it. Like, how did the Philadelphia Eagles win last year?
That's right, up front.
Was it all those, you know, special guys, stars? I mean, they got to score when they get right. The ball. They do. But at the end of the day, up front, O-line, D-line, it wins. It wins. Like, because that's just where you wear and tear. That's where you break someone. That's where you take the will of the opponent is the O and D-line. So O-line, let's go. D-line, let's go. And I believe, man, they're so special. They're special groups, and I know they're going to get going.
Great conversation with our man, Caden. A lot of folks hit us up on the text line who didn't hear it initially on Wednesday saying, man, I love hearing Caden.
Yeah.
Gives me some hope about this weekend because there's some leadership in that building. But as we said, you know, the coach has got to scheme it, put the guys in the position to succeed.
I want to believe that we are going to respond. I said as much this morning in Boston when I was at.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ask this question about what happens on Sunday. But I also think, Mike, that we have to show the capacity to be able to score touchdowns consistently, and we just haven't. And that is where my reservation is. And I hope, again, Sunday at 4:30 that I'm celebrating with a cocktail and saying, man, look how good this offense was today. And let's build on it, not talking about what we continuously are talking about, Mike. And that is, why are we not scoring touchdowns in the red zone?
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.